Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. And I am joined with Adam Collins here today. And we're going to be talking about everything from SEO. We're going to be talking about websites. We're going to be talking about small businesses. And we're going to be talking about life, business, health, and everything else in between. Adam, thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Pleasure to be joining you.
So, for the people who don't kind of know who Adam Collins is, just give a brief 30-second to a minute rundown of what you're doing at the moment before we get into the nitty-gritty of digital marketing.
Sure. So, basically, one of the things which I feel passionate about is supporting small businesses. Always have. It's the most valuable thing for me. As an agency, I'm an agency owner. My background's in web design. We hire zero salespeople whatsoever. I deal with every customer directly. And the reason for that is because getting the correct strategy in place for your website, your marketing, whether it be paid marketing, organic marketing, offline marketing, is without doubt probably one of the best investments you can make in your business. And coming forward into 2020 onwards, with the amount of businesses which fail every year, the amount of uncertainty around things like the finances, Brexit, trade negotiations, all the rest of it, making sure you have a constant flow of leads via your website, and having the skill sets in place to be able to either do it yourself or know what to look for when you're choosing an agency is what's going to separate the people which survive and thrive than the people which suffer and go by the wayside. That's basically what I do.
Brilliant. And how did you get into it all?
Sure. So, a bit of a sob story in a way. My dad passed away when I was quite young, about 16, and I quickly figured out that my mum was working 2-3 jobs, so I found out that there's not a lot of pocket money for hanging around. So I literally started learning websites, web design, on the sole basis of just flogging it to mom and pop businesses, Indian restaurants, driving schools, claims companies, quite quickly, and just taking the jobs on, a couple of hundred quid, blagging the whole thing, not very good really, and just figuring out as I went along, then quite quickly I found a passion for it, developed my skill set, and then went on to work for literally the leading web design digital marketing agency in the country at the time. So that was a little bit about my background, about how I got into it.
Nice. And you've said some really kind of interesting points that you said you were blagging it to start off with. You're kind of taking on jobs and you're making them. And do you know what? There'll be probably, that's it. And there'll be people listening to the podcast who might potentially be in the early stages of their business or might have a passion that, like yourself with web design, where you were kind of looking into it and playing about with it. But actually, other people wouldn't have had that impression. Do you think people would have had that impression of you? Or would they look to you and gone, actually, do you know what? Adam knows what he's doing.
I think it's how you present yourself. I'm a big believer of fake it till you make it. It's sort of an old analogy in personal development. I think, though, a lot of people fake it till they make it, and then they don't close that knowledge gap. And I think that's where it starts crossing the line with businesses. Also, as well, I was selling the services at dirt cheap in order to gain the experience. So for me, I think if you were going to start it out, you need experience. You can't go in as a novice. I speak about this a lot of times. You have to come across as an expert and be trustworthy. You can be honest with people and say, look, this is one of my first projects, but you know, I'm doing this, 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 and this. It usually costs £2,000. I'm going to do it for £250. You can still sound like an expert like that. But I think the key thing where people go with this fake it till you make it thing is you've got to be making sure that you're closing that knowledge gap as quickly as possible, because otherwise you will get found out. Otherwise, you will be taken sort of misrepresenting yourself. So fake it till you make it, but close that knowledge gap as quickly as you can.
Ace. When it comes to time frames, what year did you start building websites?
About 2007.
Nice. 2008. Yeah. And it must have changed over that time.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's completely different. So the first websites which I built were in Flash, Apple did a big number on it in order to get out of the marketplace completely. Moved on to your basic HTML static sites. Moved on then to mobile-friendly websites, removal of Flash, introduction of jQuery. SEO in that time, which is one of our key considerations, has changed astronomically. In 2007, you could still keyword stuff. You could still buy thousands of links from dodgy Japanese, you know, weird websites and a real plumbing company in London to rank. All of those things now don't exist. So yeah, it's definitely a different marketplace. And if you're going to enter this industry, or as a business owner, if you think about doing it yourself, you have to be aware of how fast this changes. Because
yeah,
one of the things which I went to work for that agency, I basically said, look, I'll work for nothing. It's so hard to get a foot in the door in this industry. And a good agency, I'll work for basically minimum wage, just let me in. And I went there with the approach of I'm going to learn everything. And within 2-3 months, you realize there's no way you're learning everything. There's just no. So you need to learn the key strategies and what to do, basically.
So this podcast is going out in kind of June 2020. What kind of...
It'd be sunny.
Yeah, what kind of thing would you say that actually I need to do this for my SEO today? What thing would you say a business owner do today get that sorted?
People are way too preoccupied with, firstly, I think people are preoccupied. I know we're on about website, but I think people are preoccupied. I got in a little bit of a bicker this morning on Facebook about vanity metrics. So these
are
like page, like exchanging page likes. How many page posts you've got on social media. With your website, most people are preoccupied about it from an SEO point of view, but maybe that they rank position one for a keyword, but no one searches it, which means it's
Got to be relevant to the business.
Yeah, specifically, and it has to drive traffic, and that's the most important thing. So what I would, when I did a talk recently for on the tools, and which I have a huge Facebook following about the differences between SEO and paid Facebook ads. And I was just on about how SEO is, the two keys to SEO is one, understanding user searcher intent. Well, searcher intent. So people will go onto Google and write in, how to start a podcast, or understanding those key phrases, the buying motives of what your customers are looking for, and being able to cover that and then presenting content around it. That is how SEO is changing. Before, and it has been, and even now to a certain extent, it's very trophy phrase driven. So I'm a plumber in London. But now I think moving forward into the next 5 years, 10 years, it's going to be what problem am I solving, what question, because search algorithms are only going to get more effective. So uncovering searcher intent is one. And then the second is providing a flawless user experience. So people want the fastest site, the securest site, the most effective site to rank. So making sure your user experience is on point.
Brilliant, brilliant. And we were talking kind of off air about small businesses and kind of their priorities. And you said a phrase that I love to talk about, and that's doubling down on what you're good at. And, you know, SEO websites, you can waste a lot of time doing it and learn a lot of lessons from it.
Yeah.
Kind of, where do you stand on that?
Yeah, sure. So the way I started my business was, I told my girlfriend at the time, right, we're moving back in with my mom. And moved back in with my mom, paid no rent, worked out of her conservatory. My missus wasn't happy. My mom probably wasn't happy either. And but what I did in that time was it allowed me to keep overheads down. So I didn't have staff while I sort of figured it out along the way. A lot of businesses don't have the luxury of that. They have large overheads, investments, investors to pay back. They have to have staff of the board. They have to invest in product and distribution. And one of my key considerations, what I learned in that time and when I got to now, also from what I see what do with a lot of businesses, they try and be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And actually, I think one of the most depressing things about that is they're probably a master of the thing which they're starting a business in at the start, but that completely gets diluted down because they then become the web designer, the SEO marketer, the SEO, the SEO marketer, the salesperson, the social media expert, the accountant, the business owner, the finance manager, and all the rest of it. And and that's the temptation when you go with Wix and do it yourself, Squarespace. Do that if you're technically minded. If you're not, and it's going to take you 10x hours to do, what do you value more, your time or your cash? Because all cash is stored energy and stored time. So I'd be saying to people, if that's not the way they're inclined, the same way that as an accountant, I'm terrible at accountancy. I would never, ever consider doing the accountancy myself. I'll outsource it. Outsource, find a good supplier, make sure obviously it's cost effective for you, outsource it, and then double down your strengths and your time on the things you're good at and generating leads.
Brilliant. I couldn't say it better myself. That's excellent. In terms of kind of the websites and where they're kind of moving to, you've already kind of hinted of where they've been in the past and where they could be going to. So faster, responsive, you know, and suddenly buying motives, all that kind of stuff. But where is there going to be any kind of big leaps in technology in terms of websites, or is there any kind of trends you're seeing that are coming through at the moment that people should be aware of?
That's a great question. I think probably voice is probably where it's going to be going.
Interesting.
Search. So I've spoken about this quite a few times. The way advertising works as well, I mean, the big battle, so Google at the minute are in a big battle with Amazon. Amazon have obviously dominated the marketplace when it comes to selling. Google now are presenting a lot more buy now options within their search algorithms, within search, so people don't even ever go to a website. So there's a couple of key things to think about that. One is making sure your site's built with Google schema, and that you're sort of, so when people are searching for your searches, it can find your products or services or frequently asked questions and present them directly in Google, because people might not ever actually get to your website now because it's presenting a lot more things directly in the search. The second is accommodating for things like search. So the way these apps and Google Home and all this technology is going to go is it's going to get to a stage where it's built into your fridge or your cooker or, you know, your Alexa's there, and you're going to be saying things like, I need XYZ or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be presented with the solutions there and then. Or it might be, you know, Google, how do I do this, this, and this? How do I make this, this, and this? What tool do I need to do this? So making sure that you're with one step ahead and you're thinking about those considerations could allow you to monopolize that marketplace and that sector, because a lot of people aren't going to be doing it, especially the big companies are notoriously quite clunky with changing and adapting to these types of things. So if you're a small business, you potentially think that someone could be asking a question to search, I'd definitely be considering that, because it won't be too long before you're speaking to your cooker or your fridge, and I guarantee
I agree. The internet things is coming, and it's actually, I say coming, it's already here in some places. Yeah. And some appliances are getting smarter all the time. Definitely. And that, with the introduction of data and the more times they use and test it, it's only going to get smarter, it's only going to get quicker. And actually, ultimately, the buying process is changing, which means that social media, marketing, and websites all need to react to it. So I completely agree, being one step ahead of the game and understanding your customers and then be able to react, well, be proactive rather than just reactive.
Yeah.
Dead true. Dead true.
Awesome.
Dead true. So in terms of kind of, we touched upon loads of stuff. There's been loads of golden nuggets already in here. But one area we haven't really kind of touched upon is your business. Yeah, so we've spoke about a little bit about your products to start off with in your 30 seconds, but how are you helping people at the moment, and how can people get in touch with you?
Sure. So Current Web is the agency I run. Like I said, we're in the process of solving a problem, which is between the Wix, the do-it-yourself options, which potentially might not be the best option for you, for the choosing a freelancer and hoping the best that it's someone who's good and who's going to stick by you, or paying thousands of pounds to an agency. So one of the things that we're adapting now and we're shifting towards is a payment fee approach. So customers get a full agency experience without the cost. They pay a small monthly fee. It holds us accountable because they'll just cancel the monthly fee if not, but also it allows them to get a full agency experience, speak to a proper web designer who would work on proper bespoke projects and get everything done professionally, and also have that advice we can call up. Current Web, one of the things where a lot of people get in contact with us on is obviously over the phone. Online, we rank high online for web design Coventry, payment for websites. We're also quite high now for terms like web design nationally. However, one of the key separators which separate us from other people is our investment in our infrastructure and the investment in the sort of people which follow us. So we have a Facebook page. We have two Facebook groups which are perfect for small businesses. And our audience. One is UK Small Business Network, that we're at about 38,000 members at the minute on it.
Nice.
So come in there, network with other people. I try my best. You can be a moderator, try my best to keep all the sales out of it. You'll get nuggets of information from me and other key individuals, people who are, you know, professionals in life, coach or finance, etc. You can ask a lot of questions. And then the other one is a more niche one called Bite-Sized Business and Marketing Advice Facebook group, which is specifically for people looking for nuggets of information about websites, SEO, pay-per-click, Facebook. And they're delivered to you every day or every other day, small nuggets which you can take and implement easily into your business to get massive results.
Brilliant. So just for the people who missed those, quickly just remind us where the Facebook pages are, well, UK, Facebook groups are.
Yeah, sure. UK Small Business Network. Yep. And it's got the current web logo at the top, and then Bite-Sized Business and Marketing Advice.
Lovely. And what's your website? Because it's going to be all single dancing. We can't wait to look at it. Yeah, can people find it?
It's www.currentweb, so current smelt like the fruit, C-U-R-R-A-N-T, web.co.uk. So currentweb.co.uk.
Simple but effective. Love it. Love it. Now, I ask all my guests right at the end of every show what their one tip for any business owner or anyone listening would be. So this is their final thought, their golden nugget of info. So Adam, what is yours?
It's a great question. I would say my bit of advice is don't forget the reason you're doing it. People get so caught up with the muck and mire and the rat race that they move nowhere and they don't move forward. So put things into perspective. Remember, sales is the key of any business. So everything you do, all your activities should be revolved around increasing sales and lead generation. The big issue I see is people just go down one avenue and they stick to it. Oh, word of mouth's been great for 20 years, or this avenue's been great for 20 years, and we've got this one supplier who's a main source, and then that source stops and then they go bust. Instead, have a multi-channel approach to marketing. So that includes networking, offline marketing, network events, go to speaking engagements, become an expert, then online, be on Facebook, post regularly, be on LinkedIn, make sure that your website is engaging, blog, make sure you rank on Google in SEO, do pay-per-click, do Facebook ads, and potentially do some cold calling, sell. You want, you know, 10 avenues to generate leads. And what you'll find is when you do that, you're not reliant on one, so it allows your business to have the flexibility to go and just go for it. Yeah.
Brilliant. And one last kind of question, because you've just covered a hell of a lot of stuff there. And please, if you haven't already connected with Adam, connect with him. You know, start the conversation today with him, because this guy knows his stuff. Honestly, he knows his stuff. And social media kind of wise, where do you hang out normally? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on Facebook? Obviously, you mentioned the groups already, but where else are you?
Sure. So I'm on Facebook. You can find my business page on Facebook. I do a lot of speaking gigs, so you see a lot of speaking events there. At Adam Collins CW, Twitter, Adam Collins CW, Instagram, Adam Collins CW, LinkedIn, Adam Collins CW. You'll be able to find everything on there and connect, and we'll see if we can help you. Even for advice as well. Well, I tell you, last thing, one of the things which we do in the Small Business Network and the Bite Size, which gives the most value to people, is we allow people to submit their websites, and I'll basically review it for them. Now, reviewing a website, often people just send a paint-by-numbers, cliche SEM rush report to them. I don't do that. I find out specifically the area you're struggling with and do like a 10-minute breakdown videos focusing solely on that. So if someone wants to submit a site, there's no sales from me. It's not the reason to do it. That's a really, really great skill, a great service which we offer. It's completely free, and it allows you to have an outside approach to what a marketer would look at with your site.
Brilliant. And that is a brilliant way to finish this podcast. Adam, thank you very much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. I appreciate it.
Cheers.